Simon Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Dal. Bayashin Asula Dirba Kfios Pater. A house that is not designated for permanent dwelling does not require a mezuzah. Lefichach Sukkah Sachag Bechag. Sukkah on Sukkah is pater from a mezuzah. Similarly, those stores that are constructed on the market day, limei meshech, for the duration of the market period of time, hayar v'achakach mafarkan isam, which afterwards are dismantled, ashenasharim b'li shum tashmish, or they're left up, but it's like a hut, but no one uses it, paturim apater for putting up a mezuzah. Stores that are permanently open for business require a mezuzah. Halacha tesvav. Achsadra sheyesh leshalosh mechitzos. A portrait which has three partitions. V'tikra al gabeim, and a roof, a ceiling on top of them. Uprutzer revias, but it's open on the fourth side. This may, as a visual, be similar to a porch on many bungalows. Even though they have two columns that looks like a doorway, because these columns are not set up as a doorway, but only to support the roof. But if there is a partition on the fourth side, even though they are low and do not extend all the way to the ceiling, so you have, you know, let's say up to waist high, you know, again as a visual. Even though they have many open spaces, literally they look like windows, they're chayev in mezuzah because now you have four walls. Halacha tezayin, beishar, a gatehouse. Hu bayis katan sheitzel shara chatzer. This is a small hut near the gate of the courtyard. Shashem yoshev sham, that the watchman stays in. U marpesa shehiderech lalis leboy laliyah, or a hallway which serves as a passageway to go up to an attic. Vagina vahadir, a garden or a corral. Patur mi mezuzah, are patur from mezuzah. Kevan shein asuyon ladir, since they are not made for dwelling. Vim yesh however, if a house which requires mezuzah is open to any of these enclosures or to a porch, these enclosures require mezuzah even from the doors that people enter from a public thoroughfare, from Rishus Arabim. Similarly, the gates of courtyards, the gates of alleyways, and the gates of provinces, vayaros, and cities, kulam chayavim mezuzah, they're all chayavim mezuzah, kevan shabbatim chayavim mezuzah pesuchim l'saychem. Since houses that are chayavim mezuzah open up to these areas on their gate or doorway would need a mezuzah. Afil asar batim zeh pesuch l'zeh v'zeh pesuch l'zeh. Even if you have 10 houses in a row, for those who learned Masechtas Erevin, familiar with this case, there are 10 houses in a row. Each one opens up into the next one. Even if 9 of the 10, for whatever reason, do not need a mezuzah, if one of them need a mezuzah, the last one, they all would be chayavim, because each one opens up into the next, which opens up into a house that needs a mezuzah. And also a gate that opens up from a gina to a chatzer. Chayav mezuzah, chayav mezuzah. V'yesherim de beishar umar passes. There are those that hold that a gatehouse and a hallway chayav mefilo aim bias pesuachlam would be chayav even if they don't open up into a house. V'yesher kavu b'lay baracha. But according to those people, you should affix a mezuzah without a bracha.